What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
We've been so horny today.
All day.
Just the horniest I've ever been.
Have you ever recorded three episodes of a podcast in one day?
I just am
about
to.
In a desperate attempt to catch up to the stupid TV show that you were, that your podcast is about?
You know I have.
You have?
Imped until now.
Oh!
Oh, God. Idiots thought I was... dummies.
Stupid.
I got all of you. Dummies.
I fooled you.
Oh,
God. So... After you know, weeks in foreign lands, Colton is
back home.
He's coming home
in the U.S. of A.
He's in the U.S. of
the
A.
The greatest country on earth.
And he actually talks about it a little bit. He's been Colton, for lack of a better term, Colton is shook.
He's shook.
He's after you know hearing from three different women. That. Like, some of the women left in the house, like,
aren't ready for marriage. They're not here for the right reasons.
Colton's kind of having a, he's having, like, a crisis. He's having a little bit of a crisis. So where do you go when you have a crisis, Alan?
Waffle House.
Really? Waffle House?
It's the first thing I can't remember. Why? No.
All right.
Popeyes.
You should go to a bar.
Yeah. No, I usually seek my solace in fried foods.
Yeah, okay. I go to
at home.
Yeah. Oh,
you home. Go home.
Didn't do any lead up to. We just like, all right, time to get horny. Colton's back, and we're doing this episode now. Fuck banter. We don't do that anymore. We've done. We are out of banter.
No, listen. You got all your banter in episode one that we did today. A little bit in two. This is your informational episode.
This episode is just for information.
It's going in, all right, check mark. This is done.
We're out of goofs.
There's no more goofs we had.
There's no
more goofs.
You don't
get more goofs until next week.
No, we're out of goofs. We're
not. We've lost all capacity.
The goof tap is dry.
It doth runneth dry. We've gone to the well too many times.
Sounds like what happens when Goofy has too much sex.
I don't ever want to think about that.
The goof tap is dry.
The goof tap is dry. Gorge.
Yuck.
Oh, stop. No.
A couple drops left in the old goof tank.
Oh, no. That's the end of the hit of that funny juice. I think every episode we have to.
Hit of the funny juice. All right, go for it. Thank you.
No, thank you.
The goof tap.
That, I don't know what, no, we're done. We're not talking about this anymore.
We're not talking about the goof tap anymore?
No more goofy sex jokes.
No more goof tap?
No, I'm not shipping goofy.
Goof tap has gotten shut off?
The goof tap is, it's a goof tap.
Oh, goof tap, that's so much worse.
Yeah, I know, okay. Good, yeah, hit that funny juice. All right.
You do the talking.
So I like doing the talk. I don't get to do it all the time. All right, so here we are, the week before Hometowns. And you know what that means, Alan. I sure do, Alan.
I can talk.
Oh, now you can talk.
Yeah, I was
No, I was giving you your time, though.
Okay. So, yeah, Colton, he's gone back home to recharge the old batteries, you know?
That is true.
Yeah, he's
get himself kind of find himself before he has to find his love.
He's got
to
refill his goof tap, if you know what I mean.
Stop.
That's the name of the episode. Refill the goof tap.
Yeah, it's a really good title, and I hate
it. I'm writing that down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know you love the goof tap.
Yeah. Apparently, so does Anna G.
Oh, God, yeah. Refill the goof tap. Yeah. I typed it. Because we also didn't, like...
You made a sticky note.
We didn't really have good titles, I think, for the last few episodes. Oh, yeah, I'll figure it out in editing.
We'll do it in post!
We'll do it in post! We'll do it live!
We'll do it live!
So, Colton's home. He's come home.
In Denver.
In Denver, Colorado.
Colorado. Home of football and the Rocky Mountain Air.
Yep.
And Mile High City.
And mountains.
And snow.
And Blake.
Blake
wasn't here.
Why wasn't Blake around?
But you know who was here?
A fun guest. What, amazingly, you mentioned this at the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
That who he should have been talking to.
Well, he did talk. All right, so Colton has a nice little sit-down moment at a bar with former Bachelor Ben Higgins.
And Kraft, yes. And
Ben the Axeman Higgins.
Ben the Axeman Higgins!
Ben and Colton actually spoken previously during...
They didn't show it, right?
They didn't show it. It was a deleted scene from the premiere. Because during the premiere, we had to deal with fucking Anyika and DJ Aggro, use her Christian name. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
She's not dead. DJ Aggro, God.
We think they're sick beats.
We were so wrong about DJ Aggro.
We were. I really thought she was going to last longer. At least until week five.
Yeah, God, what a simpler time. DJ Aggro, Fred Willard.
We miss you, DJ Aggro.
Terry Crews.
The Terry Crews day was good.
We're getting, like, I think we can officially say it at this point. The fun part of the season is over.
Yeah.
So
this is where it gets to like the more intense.
This is the week before hometowns. Hometowns is the part of the season where Colton goes to the hometowns.
My favorite bit.
And
this is the hometowns. This is when I go to the hometowns. I'm Colton.
But the week before hometowns is like a big week because you know. Colton's basically deciding whose family he wants to meet.
He's going
to
do the three one-on-ones and a group date.
Yep.
And basically the three one-on-ones are almost usually guaranteed a spot.
Yeah. But then you know, you go from hometowns to the fuck palace to the finale. Like, and at this point in the season, and it feels so
It's all coming to a head.
But it feels so fucking silly saying this.
Yes.
But at this point, like, I think we really saw it a lot in Ari's season, like, the emotions are kind of real at this point.
Yeah, they're real. Like, and you've got some real feelings for a person.
So, like, the fun Terry Crews, Fred Willard dates,
the
Lil Jon dates, like, that's... Like, the spectacle is basically over at this point. Like, we're not having fun anymore. Like, this is the part of the season where Chris Harrison gets his money for saying, this is the most dramatic season yet. Like, that's...
Wow, it is so dramatic, Chris, you're right.
Because this is where the drama comes from.
Yeah.
These last, you know, 4 weeks is, man, it's hard.
You know, like they say, save the drama for your group seven, to week seven.
The fuck did you just say?
Save your drama for week
You've seven. Had a little too much funny juice, man.
Too much funny juice.
A little too much funny juice, all right? But yeah, so Ben gets a, so he talks to Ben.
They have a real nice conversation.
Ben Higgins...
As bros.
Yeah.
As bros. I can comment on their bro-ciferousness.
Yeah.
And it was good. I enjoyed their dynamic.
Well, Ben Higgins, I really think that he is possibly... Like, with the exception of maybe Grocery Joe, Ben Higgins might be the most likable person.
But he is unlovable.
But he is the most likable person.
He's so likable.
He's just like
hey Ben, you want to get a beer?
Someone made a like an image set on that I think I sent you called The Bachelor, but as John Mulaney quotes.
Yes.
Ben Higgins was the John Mulaney quote. I just need everyone to like me so much.
Yes, that is that's Ben Higgins.
And that's pretty much Ben Higgins right there. And because he is just so likable.
He's just a good boy.
He's just a good boy.
Good wholesome boy.
And like Colton, I think Colton's likable.
He's a fine boy.
He's not as likable as Ben Higgins. No. He's not there yet.
Not yet.
He could get there.
He's not gonna be the golden boy.
No, Ben Higgins really Ben Higgins or Nick Vile. I'd say are the
Nick. Yeah, we were big Nick Vile fans.
I love Nick way more now than I did when he was The Bachelor.
I like because I'm like I said, I listen to his podcast.
Yeah,
you get to really like hear his personality and like hear who he is, and he's very honest about the whole situation.
And he does like weekly like Q&A sessions on Instagram. Like
Nick's a good dude.
Like he's
funny.
He's just trying his best.
Nick's He's
just trying his best, and I like the guy. But Ben Higgins. He has like sort of what we just said. He Ben Higgins says that to Colton. Like he says, the next couple weeks are going to be very intense, and not going to lie, they're going to be real difficult.
And I know you're having some doubts, and I know how you're feeling. You need to talk to these women, and you need to let them know how you're feeling and get their feelings about things.
Communication's important.
Yeah. Wow, Ben, way to have a really rational take on relationships.
I mean, this is a guy who was the bachelor.
I mean, these are the best people to talk to. This
broke, point. You know, ended his engagement after they had a Freeform TV show about their engagement.
Yeah.
They broke up, and he tried on Winter Games, and all he got out of that was a new best friend.
Yuki is his new best
Yuki
friend.
Poyo. I really hope they're still friends. They don't.
They definitely.
They
are.
Definitely are, but like, oh, they were so they like. Just watching, like, Ben pulled Yuki around on, like, a sled during the Winter Games. I'm a little upset. Like, I know it was, like, meant to be, like, an Olympics goof, and, like, the Olympics were last year. I'm a little upset we didn't get more Winter Games this year. I would watch more Winter Games.
It would have been fun.
I would if Winter Games became yearly, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I'd be happy.
Winter Games was very fun.
Because we already have, like, Bachelor in Paradise, which is basically just, like are we going to do, like, Summer Games?
Yeah.
But, like, no, we have Bachelor in Paradise for that. We don't need Summer Games.
I love Bachelor in Paradise now.
I love that. I'm so glad you love Bachelor in Paradise.
It's the best thing ever.
It's the best show. It's just, it's like Bachelor All-Stars.
Yeah, that's what they should call it, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
But so yeah, talking to Ben gives great advice.
He sure does.
Sure does.
All the women are walking around Denver.
Yeah. And
this was where this was fucked up.
This was kind of silly. I liked this. So, all the women are walking through Denver, and it's like very nice out. It looks very nice. They're dressed. They're dressed for a warm climate. And they're
temperate.
Yeah, like I'd say a solid like. I'd say like it's a solid 69 degrees out.
Nice. you know what I really want you to do?
Tell me.
I want you to like. Do you have like voice commands for the temperature in your? For the temperature in your home?
Yeah.
So I need you to say, like, hey, whatever, set your temperature to nice, and then it goes, setting it to 69 degrees.
I could do that, yeah.
You could do that? Oh, fuck, yeah.
I could do that pretty easily, yeah, shit.
It has to just be, set it to nice.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 69 degrees.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to do it. Make sure to remind me about that after we record. I will set that up.
You got it.
So the women are all walking through a park together, and they're all like, Denver, We were just in Vietnam.
America.
Now we're in Denver.
This is America.
And they're walking through a park, and Colton's dog, Sniper, shows
Sniper.
Up.
Sniper!
Sniper, no sniping!
Sniper, no sniping!
Colton's dog shows up.
So if you see some ladies, he snipes them. What up, ladies? I'm an old dog.
Yeah.
He's an old pupper.
Yeah.
So Alex is not a big fan of dogs. This is not a dog date.
No.
Which we've seen before, and you were vastly uncomfortable watching.
Very.
This is not a dog date, but he walks up with his dog. All the ladies are like, it's a dog!
Dogs!
And they all pet his dog. And then he's like, all right, well, it's date time. So, you know how all of you are here? One of you is coming with me.
Tayshia, let's go!
Let's go. Get wrecked, ladies.
Get wrecked, ladies. And they and Tayshia and Colton and Sniper walk away and just leave the other women in the park.
Colton went sniping.
Yeah, and it's great. Like, you see Tayshia and Colton and Sniper all walking away together, and you can see the other women in the back.
Are so unhappy.
Not only are they unhappy, but they are completely unaware of what to do next. Like
so you, we're
you
in
can
Denver
see, like,
now.
Do we just continue to stand here in a line together?
Are we supposed to go to the hotel and pretend we're happy to be there?
Chris?
Christopher?
What do we do? What do we do now? We haven't been to the hotel. Chris!
Chris!
But just like the last two episodes, Chris Harrison is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Maybe on the back and just, all right, ladies, let's leave.
Because also this week is so the way that, like, you know, the week before Hometowns, the structure of that episode is there's no rose ceremony.
Right.
So Chris just, I don't think Chris is in this episode.
He's taking a break.
I haven't seen Christopher
He's on a vacay.
I haven't seen my father in almost a month.
I haven't seen my father in a month.
Like.
Where are you, Dad?
Dad? Come home.
Come home to us, Dad.
We miss you. It's me, Ricardo. Come home.
We miss you.
Are you there, God? It's me, Colton.
Still a virgin, maybe.
Maybe. We don't know.
We don't know about that hand stuff.
We don't know about that hand stuff. Well, does hand stuff make you... We don't need to get into what hand stuff is.
I do stuff. Maybe just hands.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that. What is my computer doing? Okay, it tried to turn off, but it didn't. We're still recording. We're good. It's all peaches and gravy here. Bachelor.
We're bachelor in it.
Sorry, I had to like reload shit. So Tayshia and Colton
go for a walk.
They just go for a nice walk, and they have Sniper with them.
And they're like playing with the dog. They're talking a lot. They're having a nice time. They get some ice creams.
Yeah, they get some ice cream. They go to a bar, have some drinks. Like this is a remarkably real date. Like, yes. This is a date that people who are, like, in a relationship would go on.
This is
like,
a very relationship date.
I hesitate to even call it a date. Like, yeah. It's just, like, you're with somebody.
We're in a relationship, unless you want to go
doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
hey, I just thought you want to... Because it's not a date. At that point, when you're dating, it's like, hey, do you want to just go out?
Yeah.
It's not like, do you want to go on a date with me?
Yeah. This is just, yeah.
Hey, you want to continue being a couple somewhere else?
Yeah. Get out of the house.
Yeah,
bring the dog. Get some ice cream. Go for a walk in the park.
Buy a little food. We'll come back. Cook.
Denver. Yeah. That was nice. Let's talk about that.
But before that, I think
because
it's the start of the.
So Tayshia, without Demi around to stir the pot, without Heather around, has been kissed Heather to stir the pot. Tayshia starts to think maybe it's my turn to stir the pot.
Maybe
a little
I can
bit.
Start some drama.
Maybe I can stir some drama up. Maybe I can toss a little. Little steamed newton to this witch's brew.
Ooh, that was good.
It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, but like it was different. I liked it.
It was a weird thing I said.
But so basically, after what happened with Colton last week, with like him, like I don't know. Like, he even said to the ladies, like I don't know how I'm feeling. Like, this is what people told me.
Yeah,
and this is bad.
But Colton will bring this up on literally every date for the rest of this episode.
So he then goes to Tayshia. So I know. How, you know, things were left last week. I want you to know when I looked at you, I didn't think you were someone who wasn't ready to be married.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know your thoughts on what was going on. Like,
Tayshia was previously married, correct?
Previously married.
She was married before. So, I don't know if that's in her favor or against her.
I think it's points in her favor that she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
But I agree with her. I think Tayshia is ready to get married again.
Yeah.
She's being very aggressive about this. And so it's cut into Cassie and Kaylin.
Who are back at the hotel.
And they're saying, like, Tayshia wouldn't say anything about this, right? No, she wouldn't. Yeah, no, she wouldn't.
Both of you are wrong.
Well, both of you are fucking wrong.
Both of you are wrong. You know who Tayshia's going to talk about? Both of you. Also, the rest of the women there. She's going to talk about everybody. Everybody.
She goes, everyone.
Everyone.
She's going to talk about every person.
Just talk about everyone here tonight.
You shitted so hard right there.
Oh, God. I've been falling into Schmidt voices way more often lately.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. Come on. This is scarf like. This is a fat man scarf. My wife thinks I'm a fat man.
I've been cutting cuppins. What? Cuppins. I've been cutting cuppins. Coupons.
Are you saying coupons, Schmidt?
Yes.
The cuppins.
This can't be the new girl podcast.
New girl podcast is a different time. That's for another time.
So where was I? Yes, Tayshia.
We were talking about Schmidt.
We were talking about Schmidt and Tayshia. So, Tayshia starts talking about Kaylin and Cassie. We think they're the ones who aren't ready to be. Married because they were being defensive after that, which is a dumb reason to think.
This is really silly.
Oh,
so,
you're defensive, so it must be you.
It must be you. Because like she was saying, they both got very defensive. And like Tayshia wasn't clear about who she was talking about in this, but she also breaks the fourth wall a little bit, where she talks about how Cassie and Kaylin, or maybe some other people, I don't know, are both talking about like who could be the Bachelorette next.
And they're not actually here. They don't want to get
like they don't want to get married. They just want to like be the Bachelorette, or they're just here for the fame. Which, to be fair, I have been talking like Kaylin is going to be the next Bachelorette.
I'm sure she's going to be
because like
Bachelorette.
I'm so confident.
But I think, look, if that's what you're really thinking, it's fucked up that you're here. If you're not thinking that ever, though. Why are you on the show?
I mean, that's the thing.
You have to know. If you're stepping onto the show, you fucking know. If you are good enough, you are either making it onto BIP and becoming either the next Bachelor or Bachelorette,
Yeah.
Or finding someone that you care about and then becoming part of the family.
Because that's the thing. When we're on The Bachelorette, I'm open to winning and getting married at, and getting proposed. Yeah. You're proposing at the end of it. I'm open to that. I'm also open to being on VIP.
But if I can get paid to be The Bachelorette.
Yeah. I'm also open to being the Bachelorette.
That's money.
I'd love to be The Bachelorette.
There's a lot of money and fame in this.
I feel like you're not reacting enough to me saying I want to be The Bachelorette.
Wait, did you say that?
Yeah, several times. I was trying to get you to fucking notice.
You would be the most beautiful Bachelorette.
Thank you. I think you'd be a beautiful Bachelorette.
Oh my God, thank you.
Oh my God.
Aww. I'm so sorry I didn't hear you say that.
Legitimately,
I'm sorry.
We'd also be great on BIP.
I was like in my feelings right now.
Yeah. We'd also be great on BIP.
We'd be so good.
We'd be so good on BIP.
How many weeks do you think we'd actually last?
See, here's my thing. If I was ever on The Bachelorette, I just don't want to get sent home night one.
Same. That's just the one. I want to get past night one.
I want to make it to at least week two. If I can keep going, yes. But my goal, not night one. Just keep me for 1 week. Keep me in that mansion. Let me unpack a little bit. Let me
delve into Chris Harrison's psyche.
Let me talk to Chris Harrison. Let me open up my suitcase full of cheese balls and share it with the other men.
What's up? You want some cheese balls?
Who wants cheese balls, guys? Come on, I've got a whole bunch.
You want cheese balls?
You want cheese balls? Come on.
Everyone want cheese balls.
Dave, why are you working out so much? Dude, you want some cheese balls?
What's up, cheese
balls,
bro?
Good.
What's up, bro? What's up, bro? Jump in the pool.
They're going to be, like, Dave's going to be, like, lifting weights, like, over by the pool.
I don't understand why these guys are here if they're not taking this journey seriously.
And I'm going to be, like, in the pool with, like, a bucket of cheese balls, just throwing them at him. It's like, Dave.
You suck.
What are you doing, man?
You suck.
What are you doing?
I think, you know, what would be prime content for them?
Yeah.
Is us, like, getting good at, like, cheese ball catching.
I'm pretty good at that already.
No, what I'm saying is, though, but, like, that's like, we're just going to videotape these two dudes just, like, throwing cheese balls and catching them at each other.
Yeah.
Alan, what's up? Got you, bro.
Like the Michael Scott paper company.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking. That's exactly where my
head is. Exactly it. Okay.
Because we have to have one of those references every once in a while.
Every episode, yep. Basically every there episode. It is. There it is.
We did it.
Yep. There were Office references in our other episodes. You just have to listen for
them. Yeah, you got to find the hidden Office references.
Yeah. In Japan, heart surgeon number one. Steady hand.
But a mistake!
Yakuza boss died! Yakuza very mad!
That's been one of our favorites. But mistake!
That is one of my favorite parts of The Office ever, is Hide's story.
It's very good.
Because the number of times they bring it back, which I think is just once, is just so good. The fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about Tayshia's
Tayshia's drama.
And starting this drama with the talking about the other contestants, about, like, did they want to be there? Did they want to be the Bachelorette? That sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a whole thing, and I've never been given that feeling that, like, Cassie or Kaylin don't want to be there, and they've been giving really good edits. So
I think Cassie is definitely there for the right reasons. Like, I think Kaylin is too. I think Kaylin is too. I just think it's more likely that Cassie's going to make it farther. Like,
it's weird that Tayshia said this.
It seems like a weird bunch of people. Like, it just seems weird to, because, like, honestly, the only person that I think might be there for the wrong reasons is Tayshia. Like,
right? Like, and then Kirpa, like, backs up her claim, saying, like, yeah, we heard this, and, like, it's good you told him. And I'm like, but nothing. This all seems like just because someone, like, seemed defensive doesn't mean you can, like, maybe take their words out of context. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. It's a very weird situation.
It is. So this is all happening while they're on their date still.
Yes.
So
she kind of explains that to Colton, and he's like, all right, I feel a certain way about, you know, he's feeling a certain way, and he's like, okay, well, I'm not sure how I'm going to be going in the rest of this date. Date goes fine.
They,
like, went and bought salmon and...
Yeah, they bought, like, a bunch of... They had, like, a whole fucking, like, Blue Apron spread.
Yeah,
and
they go home and they... cook it.
They
cook
together.
It was lovely.
No, it was really nice.
It was a really nice thing. Like, let's cook together.
It's a really,
like,
nice cooking.
Let's have what it's gonna be like when we're actually in a relationship.
Yeah, like, see what it's like when they're when, like, the cameras aren't rolling, you know?
And we're having fun.
I swear to God, if I'm getting a phone call right now. Hold on. Fucking real estate companies calling me over.
Goddamn scams!
So what just happened was I got a phone call, and I picked up, and it immediately went to, like, the voicemail of someone else. I don't know how someone's voicemail called me, but I hung up, and then they called me back, and I didn't even hold the phone up to my head. I just screamed, "Mama! Another gator got in the house!" and then hung up.
Another gator?
Give me that shovel!
Give me that shovel!
which, if you don't know, is from the hit film Monsters Incorporated. A great film.
And then I'm redone in the hit video game Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, they do that?
They do that bit.
They do that bit? Okay, yeah. Good. I haven't gotten to that world yet.
It's great.
All right.
I'm sorry that's a spoiler.
It's fine.
But, like, I'm very glad I did that joke twice.
Yeah. Tayshia gets a rose.
Tayshia gets a rose.
Tayshia gets a rose.
It was a lovely day.
We keep getting distracted from this.
She was definitely... I knew Tayshia was getting this rose.
Yeah, I don't think she should have. Just because, like, she's clearly just starting drama. But...
Colton really likes her. Clearly likes her.
He does, yeah.
He also likes her more than, I think, some of the other women. So he's like, I gotta take her at least to the next
round. And he definitely likes her more than, like, he likes, you know, some of those... Yeah, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to spoil it. But, like... Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because this is spoilers, because this is actually... We're doing an episode... We're doing an episode about the episode that happened this week.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
We haven't done that in a while. So, after Tayshia's date... There's another date. Who's the next date? Kaylin doesn't get a
positive.
Kaylin gets a one-on-one?
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Snowboarding date.
Hold on. I'm reading this recap real quick. Yeah, it's Kaylin. So the next date card shows up. It is for Kaylin.
Don't remember what it says.
I don't remember what it says either, but it's a snowboarding date.
Snowboarding date. So yeah, he brings her up onto the mountain, and Kaylin's like, you know, she's feeling pretty good about everything.
And they both have GoPros on their helmets,
yes.
So like we get like this real like POV thing for both of them.
It was cute. Like, she's like not very good at it. He's cheering her on.
Yeah.
In the back of his mind, he's like, God, Tayshia said this stuff about Kaylin, and
yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel.
Which, like, yo, I've been hashtag Team Kaylin since day one.
Me
like,
too. I'm hashtag Team Kaylin.
Yeah, like I'm so here for Kaylin. She's very good. And
very
like
good.
Again, I know like. What Tayshia said, but yo, Kaylin's gonna make a great bachelorette. Like,
yeah, she'll make a great bachelorette. I don't think she'll be this year's bachelorette.
Really?
But just think about that. Okay, they've already went very young with Colm. Are they gonna go even younger?
But here's
that's gonna be so surprising. You're gonna have 18-year-old contestants.
You know who I'd love to see be the bachelorette?
Who?
Christina. From Nick's season.
Oh my god!
I think it's her time to shine. I think it's time to bring back Christina.
Wow!
Time to bring back Christina. She deserves love.
That's interesting, not intense.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Stop texting me. But yeah, no, Christina. I would like to see Christina come back.
I dig that. All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna see what happens.
I just remember there was like an article that I sent people like back before Ari was the Bachelor, and the headline was "Screw it, Christina should be the next Bachelor." And I was very on board with that, because I think Christina should be the lead.
You liked her?
Yeah, I did like Christina. If it can't be Kendall, because she's happily in a relationship with Joe, Grocery Joe, it should be Christina.
Praise me.
Yeah, it should be Christina. But yeah, Kaylin, they go snowboarding. It's like, she's not great at it.
You know what, though? Thinking about it, like going back to it, Putin would be very happy with us if they did make her.
Yeah, right.
Putin liked that Christina is now Bachelor. I bring joke back. It's been long time since we make
joke. It's been
this
long
joke.
Time since we do this
it's
joke.
It's long time since we make joke about Christina
about,
and Putin, and Putin is very happy that Christina may be Bachelorette.
Yeah.
All right, good joke.
And do you think, oh, we don't want to get political on this podcast, do you think Putin could rig the Bachelorette?
Yes. She will definitely become Bachelorette. I promise. I don't know. Maybe new Russian Bachelorette. Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh my god! Just let's explore that for 1 second. Someone goes, "Who do you think is going to be the next Bachelorette?" I do not know. I remember a Russian on that one time. Maybe she do well.
And he just looks directly into the camera.
Trump, make it happen. that's the collusion.
Yeah, they're,
we're not that political. But
we're not political on this.
But
podcast.
Like, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be a thing that would happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So snowboarding, whatever it happens.
It was nice. It was fun. They had
it's
a
nice
time.
Though, time for dinner.
They smooch a little.
Yeah.
It's good.
Time for dinner. What?
Before dinner, though.
Before dinner,
they have a conversation right after that, and
okay.
Then move to dinner. Remember?
Okay. Sure.
So this is when he first confronts her about what Tayshia said.
Okay.
And she's super defensive about the whole thing. And which obviously you would, because it's catching you off guard.
Yeah.
So she's really shocked that Tayshia would say that. She basically insists everything's a fucking lie.
Which, to be fair, I think it is.
I think it is. I just... But I mean, it's tough, because whatever.
But at the same time, like, I understand, like,
words,
some people...
Words can be misconstrued.
Words can be misconstrued, but it also is like, you could be on this show. You could be 100% there for Colton, whatever. But you could also, like, kind of like, you know, Sydney and Elise, like, be aware, like, you're not his top pick.
Yeah.
So, like, it wouldn't, like, it could easily, the thought could easily cross your mind, like, well, if this might not work out.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, I'm still going to give it a shot,
it's
because
like,
why
like,
not?
Well, you know, I'm thinking, like, well, if I'm not going to be his pick, then I'd like to do
it's like, maybe,
her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she said, which
yeah.
is like, all right, it's okay to think that.
Yeah. I don't think that's the worst thing to think.
Doesn't, like, yeah. all right, maybe I could. I would like that.
It's not like if he doesn't pick me, I'm going to kill his family. Like,
right. Like, that's what she said. Yeah. What she said was, if you don't pick him, she's going to kill your family.
She's going to kill Sniper.
She's going to murder Sniper.
Sniper, no sniping.
Sniper, no more sniping.
No more sniping.
Ever. Okay, this podcast got very dark.
This just got so dark. We went from like weirdly political to weirdly dark.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, moving
so
on.
They have that conversation, then go to dinner.
They have dinner. They continue to talk about what Tayshia said, and Kaylin continues to say she plays the Shaggy defense.
The last night, though, I think after she's kind of composed herself,
yeah,
she really is able to articulate her words better, and. She's able to kind of convey, like, no, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You're the person I care about. And this drama isn't good.
Yeah.
And that she like reaffirms that he is the person she is there for. And that mm-hmm. she's not there for some alternate reason. I wouldn't be here if that's what I wanted. I wouldn't be here for any other reason.
Yeah.
And I believed her.
Yeah, no, I'm still hashtag Team Kaylin.
And she got that rose.
Yeah, she gets that
so
rose.
She stays. She is not. This does not work for Tayshia.
Yeah. So, another date card. All right. So this date card is for Hannah B.
Which, why?
Well, you remember Hannah B. did have a one-on-one early in the show.
Right.
She had the first one-on-one, as I recall.
So I had G, but you know, doesn't mean I want to give Hannah B. a fucking one-on-one.
Yeah, but her first one-on-one date was bad, if you remember. Yeah. It was bad.
It ended up getting a little better at the end, but
yeah.
It wasn't good.
Wasn't good. So this is like her redemption arc now.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes for her.
Yep.
So
this is kind of weird. This is kind of weird to take this person. So
this was a weird thing to do.
So I understand why he did this one-on-one. Hannah B. He's on the fence about Hannah B.
Yes.
Hannah B. has admitted to him that she is falling in love with him.
Yep.
He definitely likes her.
Yep.
But he doesn't necessarily know if. She's good enough to go to hometowns.
Yeah.
And he wants his... Definitely, he's going to use this date to really explore if this is the person that he wants to... Like, if that this is a hometown person.
Yeah.
So, you know... But, like, it's weird that this is the date that he decided to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that... So, he brought, you know, Hannah B. home to meet his parents.
Yeah.
Which, if you forgot from Becca's season of The Bachelorette, Colton's dad is just Colton in a ball cap.
Yeah. He is. He's ripped, though.
Yeah. So is Colton, to be fair.
But like Colton's dad is an old man. He's fucking.
Yeah.
He's built.
Well, it's just Colton in a ball cap.
It is. Yeah.
It's just Colton in a ball cap.
But you know, I really liked how Colton's dad talked to him.
Yeah.
He's very aware of the process.
Well, you remember.
Sorry, very aware of
the journey. Well, you remember what Colton's dad said to Becca.
Yeah.
And because he was very matter of fact when he was talking to Becca back on her season, because
yeah.
basically saying like, look, I just want you to know like my boy is serious about this, and if you have any doubts, send him home. And
but
she did.
And right, but
and
she's
she
not
did.
He's not saying that like I want you to. I'm just saying like that's the decision you should.
That's
make.
That's the decision you should
that's
make.
Because that's where you're at in this, and I understand that, and that's nothing against you.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Colton,
it's nothing
yeah,
against
Colton's
you.
Colton's dad is super rational.
Yeah, he's a wildly rational human, and Colton kind of has a very similar. Colton's dad rather has a very similar conversation with Colton that he had with Becca.
Yeah,
which was really interesting to see.
Yeah, I did the juxtaposition of that was
yeah,
very interesting
because he basically gives him the same advice. It's like if they're like you're in this. Like if you're not, if you have like doubts about like anybody, just cut him, cut him. Send him home.
Just trust your gut.
Yeah, I trust your gut. Yeah, he's like he said, just trust your gut. It's not going to be wrong. Which, like, you know, it might be, but that's not the point.
But to be fair, how many times do we say I should have trusted my gut and that gut was right?
Yeah.
Our gut feeling is to be like, I should follow it.
Yep.
And so Hannah B. is sitting in there talking to Colton's mom.
I'm sorry. I just read the recap right here. It just says, no one warns Hannah B., who is busy trying to show Colton's mom all of her teeth.
Ugh. That's so bad.
Oh, God.
She has an awkward smile.
She has a very toothy grin.
Very toothy grin.
Which, like, again, no judgment in that. She's wrong. Yeah. She shows a lot
of... intimidating.
It is. Hannah Beast.
So, she's talking to Colton's mom, and she even tells, like, Colton's mom that she's in love with Colton.
Oh, this is my favorite part, because this also...
You're in love with him. I'm in love with him.
This is my favorite part, because this is, like, the parents, especially Colton's mom, trying to, like whiz up some drama, but, like, unintentionally, because, like, they don't know how the show works either.
Right.
Because, she, like, you know, Hannah B. is saying, like, yeah, I'm definitely in love with Colton. I'm not really sure how he feels. And Colton's mom is like, did you ask him?
And, like, they're just being parents.
They're just being parents, but also, like y'all know the rules of the show. Like, Colton can't really admit anything until the last episode. Like,
or, well, I think, like, can't you say stuff at Fantasy Suites?
No.
I thought I've heard people say, I love you at Fantasy Suites.
Ari
say that to Lauren, that he's in love with her in a Fantasy
Suite? He said he was falling in love with her. Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever seen a lead say that they were in love with someone until the finale.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember Ari did say it to Kendall at Hometowns and Lauren B., which is fucking Lauren B.
Fuck Lauren B.
Sick of her shit. I'm not sick of her shit. She just was boring.
Yeah. She's a perfectly fine human, just wasn't good on the show.
Probably. It's not like we saw anything of her.
Who?
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 Jacqueline?
Okay, moving on though.
So moving on. Hannah B., so they go on
to dinner.
The dinner, Hannah,
and she notices,
Hannah B. is
though,
dressed like an alien queen.
It was so weird, dude.
She's wearing like this like low-cut pink dress with like very spiky shoulder pads.
Yeah, it was
and it's
weird.
Like a very long dress. Like,
well, Bros Before Rose, listen, Toby, give you these hot fashion tips. Don't wear this.
don't wear this.
Not good.
Not a good look.
Not
Hannah
saying
B.
she's not an attractive woman. This is nothing about her looks. This is about a dress that was weird.
This is a strange dress choice. Strange dress choice. But they, you know, sit down and they, you know, don't eat dinner.
They don't, as per the
usual. As is tradition on The Bachelor. Unless you're
Ari.
Unless you're Ari.
Fucked it all up.
Ari eats. Ari, the bachelor who eats. What's the lead? Is there a lead up to this?
I think it's just them talking about like their like emotions. She says like, I'm in love with you, and he just is like, well, I don't see our relationship.
That's nice.
That's nice, but I don't see our relationship moving in that direction. I just I'm not feeling it. And then she is so gobsmacked.
Yeah,
like she can't, like she's like has the most awkward like shook smile I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's just like, this is happening right now?
Yeah. And she's like, and she starts like saying things that like in
she
my
goes,
head.
She well, I got nothing.
Well, she like says things that like when I was watching the episode, I was like, he just kicked you off. Like, what are you saying, right? Because she keeps talking about their relationship. And I'm like, no, go home, Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah B.
She was shocked.
Yeah.
She did not see this coming.
Shuffle on, girl. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide all the way home.
Like, so, yeah, Hannah B. gets a shocking kick off the show.
Yeah. And well, because that's how this works at this point. If you don't get... I mean, if you don't get a rose on a one-on-one date, you go home. But, like, if the... at this point... At this season, at this point, there's no... I'm going to sneeze. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm good. I gotta blow my nose. No, I'm good.
Don't blow it on me.
I won't. Perhaps. I'm good. But yeah, but this episode, you know, there's no rose ceremony.
Yeah.
So only the people who get roses get to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So we
this
do
Rose
get...
then moves on to the next group date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like there's three one-on-one dates and then there's the group date, and the group date kind of has whoever's left.
Can I like throw out some conspiracy here?
Yeah, sure.
This was always the fucking plan.
Yes.
He was never gonna fucking take Hannah B.
No.
To hometown.
No.
Never in. But why? If he was never gonna fucking take her.
We can. We'll talk about this during the group date because I have a theory. Okay. I have a theory. But then we get a really great scene of all the other women back at the hotel.
Motel.
Hotel.
Motel.
Motel.
Holiday Inn.
They're back at the hotel, and they hear the door open, and they're like, and they like look up as if it's going to be Hannah B, but it's not. It's a producer who walks into the room, looks at them, says nothing, and just takes Hannah's suitcase and walks out. And
I want to be that producer who just like makes eye contact with all the women. This could be you next.
You're next.
And then just like slowly back out.
You're next.
You're tonight. You.
That sounds a little murdery.
Well, it's a little banana, hand banana.
What?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay, there you go. But they.
I said banana hammock. Like
I was, yeah, I heard you. I heard you almost say banana.
I was
hammock,
thinking Scrubs,
and I was like, "What are you talking hammock, about?"
But I was mixing that with Aqua Teen Hunger Force of a hand banana.
So Hannah B is gone. Bye, Hannah B. Roll Tide.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was done. I've been done with her for a while.
For a while.
So she's gone. Colton stands outside by himself for a while and looks sad. Even though, let's be honest.
Even though he's probably like, thank God.
He's probably like, okay, she's gone. She's gone.
Ugh, this sucked, but like, she won't go home. Dad.
Yeah, no. He didn't want to roll tide.
No, he did not want to roll tide.
So now it's time for...
So she loses to Kaylin again!
Yep. No, okay, so I was saying this at the bar. This is so bad. Hannah B. now has definitive proof that Kaylin is better than her.
Every time.
Between Miss America and The Bachelor, Hannah B. knows basically for certain that Kaylin is better than her.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, that's really gotta damage you.
Yeah, it's gotta hit the ego right there!
Right there. Just you, hey... You can do your best. Kaylin's always going to be better.
Never deal with it.
Kaylin will always be better than
She'll
you.
She'll always be better than you. So anyway, we're moving on.
Moving on.
To the group date.
To the group date. So the group date is silly.
It's barely a date.
Because you remember this group date.
These dates are always weird because it's just like, how do I have this conversation quick so I can kick some of these people off and move the show forward?
Yeah. So who's... So on this group date is...
It's like the producers are like, why don't we make them fucking do this? I don't care.
So the group date is Has-Been-Kissed Heather, Kirpa, Cassie, and Hannah G.
Yes.
And I don't want to spoil anything, but like, you know, it seemed pretty clear to me who was going to get these two roses.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty clear.
I'm pretty sure I know who's going.
The women are standing around, and then choo choo motherfuckers, a train shows up.
Choo choo.
And on
He's
this train,
to run train on these women.
I didn't want to say that.
I did.
I was thinking it.
I wanted to say it from the minute a train came out, and there were four women waiting for him.
Okay.
Because he's just like, look at me, I'm on this train, and I was like, he's about to run train on these women. It's a horrible thing I should say on my podcast.
Don't Google search what that means, kids.
Don't Google. We have an explicit tag for a reason.
Kids, don't listen to this. But who's riding that train? Colton.
Come on, ride the train. Isn't that it?
I don't know.
Isn't that what's like, come on, ride. That's that song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You definitely fucking do.
I definitely don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You do. You absolutely do.
I don't know what song you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do. Stop.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, you're about to. Don't fuck with me.
No, I'm not fucking with you. Yeah. I don't know this song that you're talking
I
about.
Hate you so much. All right, let's continue. So they're on this. Oh, this song?
This is a different song. It's a completely different song.
Yeah, it's a completely different song.
I just wanted to play Vangabus.
This isn't a bus.
But it's a train.
No, stop. This is bad content. This is audio poison. This is audio points.
Come on, don't you just like want to go to Six Flags?
I do want to party right now with that old guy.
Come on, you know. Wait for it. Wait for it. Come on, it's happening. We're definitely going to get like a copyright notice.
He's gonna send some home, and then we'll see who's going to the hometowns.
All right, that's enough of that. I don't know why
that was really good by me.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. Sorry, I didn't know another vehicle song other than Vengabus.
I'm gonna play you the song after we're done.
But like later, not right now.
Oh, this song.
Okay.
Stop. No, I'm putting the kibosh on this. Stop. No, we have to make other content than this.
Okay, fine.
That was very fun, and I'm glad we shared that moment as best friends. And I know my tone does not convey how fun that was, but it was. All right?
Yep. So, moving on.
They ride this tram.
They get on the train, and they ride it to wherever they're going.
The side of the track.
Yeah, they just ride it.
Right, to the wrong side of the tracks.
Like, they go there. They get off the train at their destination.
Sit at this seat that was just created for them.
Yeah, which is, there's a table, there's chairs.
There's some champagne.
There's some champagne. And then
Heather's like, well, Heather, you know what? I want to fucking leave.
Yep, has been kissed. Heather looks up and goes, no thanks,
bye. Peace.
And she...
she immediately goes, hey, look, we're definitely not connecting. I'm out.
I just wanted that kiss.
You changed my... You helped me digivolve, motherfucker.
I'm updating my LinkedIn as soon as I get home.
To been kissed, Heather. We actually can't call her never been kissed Heather anymore.
Yeah.
She has been kissed.
Yep.
So has been kissed Heather, which is weird because it makes me sound like she's a has-been.
Yep.
Which technically she is because she's no longer on this
she's
fucking show.
She's not on this show anymore.
So has been Heather. Has been kissed Heather.
We just
has been Heather. Oh,
that's
my God.
So bad. But she gets on the train, looks pretty pleased with herself, and...
She's like, yeah, great. Yeah, yep. She's like... She definitely didn't seem too sure.
She didn't seem that upset.
She definitely was like, we ain't connecting. Like, this, I'm ready to go.
She didn't seem too upset.
She's like, I just got to visit, like, three beautiful countries.
I got my first kiss.
Which I'm pretty sure was for free.
Got her first kiss out of it.
And allegedly.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't miss her.
I know.
Good
luck, Goose.
But now there's still two roses, but now there's only three women.
So what's going to happen?
Because now
do,
it's
do
just...
Do you think... I want to know what you think is going to happen. Do you think he's going to give one to a rose to someone now? Or he's going to go through a lot of bullshit and then have a weird... date where there's three women sitting at a table.
Well, this is Colton we're talking about.
Right.
So
he's going to just go get back with Tia.
Yeah.
Right.
So what happens? If that happens at the end of the season, I swear to God.
I will lose my shit. I will never watch the show ever again until The Bachelorette.
Just like a montage of him running through the rain to Tia. I've made a mistake,
Tia.
He jumps the fence to go to Tia.
Oh my God.
Oh God, no. I can't. No.
Wrong.
Nope. Don't even want to think those words. So now, so Hannah G, Cassie, Kirpa, they're all sitting together at like a table, and Colton has a conversation with Cassie.
Yes.
And they talk about
what Tayshia had talked about, and she's like refutes everything.
Yeah.
And that's when that gets her very upset, and then she goes back.
Colton talks to Kirpa. They talk about what Tayshia
says.
Yeah, and Kirpa's like, Tayshia's right.
And he's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, really?
Oh my God, you're telling the truth? But I thought Cassie was telling the truth.
I'm a horse.
Oh my God, you're a horse?
Actually, I'm a broom.
Oh my God, you're a broom?
To be honest, Diane.
To be honest with you,
I'm
Diane,
surprised.
I was surprised.
That's like some really early Family Guy.
Oh, like some
that I think we reference a lot.
Oh my God, you're a horse?
So Colton comes back from his conversation with Kirpa, Cassie, and you think, is he going to have a conversation with Hannah G now? Nope.
Is he going to let them argue while Hannah G is in there super awkwardly?
This is my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Because Cassie and Kirpa argue, and the camera just keeps cutting to Hannah G, who is just sitting there in silence. She does not say a single word.
Boy, howdy, does she not want to be there.
Yeah, she does not want to be here. This is how... here's where I'm at right now. We didn't have a two-on-one this season.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like we need to have one.
Right? Yeah, we need to have a two-on-one. And with, you know, Demi gone, with Kaylin and Hannah B, their drama's squashed.
Anika and Nicole.
Anika and Nicole are gone. All of our, like, good two-on-one drama, gonzo.
Yeah, like, you thought we were going to get some.
Yeah, we got no two-on-one this season.
Which is weird.
But are we
going to... Hey, you know, we didn't get a two-on-one, you're right. But I feel like maybe we could just squeeze one in there last minute!
Let's just make one out of nowhere. So, we move from the train portion of the date to the evening portion of the date. And this might be my favorite thing that has ever happened.
Holy shit. Was this the greatest thing / the worst thing I've ever seen on this show?
This was so good. So Cassie, Hannah G, and Kirpa, they're all sitting at a table with Colton. And Colton basically is like, you affirms, you know, like, this has been a really difficult decision for me to make. You know, I'm making big decisions, going to hometowns. They're sitting at this table. There's two roses sitting on the table in front of the four of them. And Colton says, Hannah, could we step outside and talk for a second? Colton and Hannah get up. They go outside. We do not see their conversation.
No idea what they talk about.
We hear a little bit of giggling out of Hannah. Just a little bit. While Cassie and Kirpa are just sitting at this table in silence.
Pure silence. There's just like a little bit of drinking some water.
The tension is palpable.
It is awkward.
And then, keep in mind, we have not seen Colton and Hannah G's conversation at all.
No idea what happened.
No idea what's happening. Colton re-enters the room.
I have my theories.
Colton re-enters the room, picks a rose up off the table, says nothing to Cassie or Kirpa, and walks back outside and shuts the door behind him. That's it.
You don't see Hannah G for the rest of the... until she goes back
Yeah,
home.
You see Hannah G back at the hotel with the other women.
Because they thought someone was going to get kicked off, and they go, oh no, it's Hannah G!
Yep.
Thank God, girl!
Yep. And they... And then we return to what is now the two-on-one.
We got one.
We got one.
We did it, people! We got the two-on-one, people. We did it.
We did it, guys.
Alright, that's a wrap!
Champagne all around.
Champagne all around.
But then, you know, now we have to have the two-on-one. But do we? Because Colton, you know, gives a rose to Hannah, comes back inside, goes upstairs to where, the upstairs part of wherever they are, leaving Cassie and Kirpa to continue to sit there
in silence.
To continue to just, like, avoid eye contact, not eat the food that's in front of them, look at the rose every once in a while, and say nothing to each other.
Yeah.
At which point...
I think eventually he has their... Talks to them a little bit, whatever, it's bullshit. And then Kaylin, who saw Hannah G there, I guess she just fucking leaves.
Yeah.
And goes to the date. How the fuck does she know where they are?
Yeah, and this reeks of producer, but yeah. Also like Kaylin just shows up, walks into this like
nothing
estates where they're having their two on one, says nothing to either of them, goes right upstairs, and like both Kirpa and Cassie,
Fuck is going on? They're both
confused. Kaylin goes upstairs, and she like goes to Colton. And she, like... tries to squash this beef. And she's, like, struggling a little bit. Because she's all like, look, I don't want to have any, like, secrets or lies. This is all fucking bullshit. This is all, like, stupid. Like, I hate all of this. This is bad. I thought she was about to send herself home.
I did, too.
I was, like, a little nervous, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, there's some people I don't want to see their hometown dates. I'd rather see Caitlin's. But she has a conversation with Colton that honestly we don't see all of. I don't know why they're hiding all these conversations from us.
This is fucking important.
Yeah, this is important. And now we just have to speculate wildly on this podcast.
What if she said to him, she's like, look, I. What if she could have even said to him, look, I want to cut all the bullshit. I did say I want to be the Bachelor. They offered me the Bachelor. I'm not saying this is what she said.
Yeah.
Not, but like, what if?
But what if?
And like, and, but I want to go. Like, you need to bring me. Like, the producer said, you need to bring me to this part, and you need to like do things this way, and like, or whatever.
But she already has a rose. She's not like, there's no reason why she would say that at this point.
I don't know.
But like,
or maybe she really does like want to support Cassie and be like, look, what is being said is bullshit. We are both here for the right fucking reasons.
Yeah.
Either or could have been said. I'm not saying she said either or.
Yeah. But the point is, whatever she says to Colton, she, you know, leaves. Colton goes back downstairs and pretty swiftly gives Cassie the final rose.
And sends Kirpa on her way.
Yep. And Kirpa...
she leaves with a lot of grace.
Yep.
Hugs, says goodbye, she wishes him the best, and she cries a bit in the car, unfortunately. Yep. And I never like seeing people cry.
No, it's not fun.
And he goes back in, smooches Cassie a lot, and they go onto a roof.
Yeah, they go onto a roof.
Very dangerous.
They pop champagne on the roof.
Oprah!
On a roof.
On the roof.
On a roof.
On the roof.
On the roof.
He would say the roof.
Yeah.
You're on the roof? You're on the roof.
They're popping champagne. They're drinking it on a roof. They could just fall down at any time.
At any point.
Any point they could just fall.
Why are they going to do that?
And that's, that's pretty much it.
That's essentially the episode.
That's the episode right there.
Shit went down. We lost. Has been kissed Heather.
Just has been Heather.
Has been Heather. That's great. Do you think she's going to be on BIP?
Maybe. Because don't get me wrong. She's been kissed.
She's been kissed.
But she is still a virgin.
Right.
And you know how The Bachelor loves those virgins.
Loves them virgins. So has been kissed Heather.
Yep.
Kirpa. And Hannah B.
All gone. All gonzo. So we've got our final four.
We've got our final four.
Kaylin, Cassie,
Tayshia,
Hannah G.
Do we just call her Hannah now?
No, she's still Hannah G.
Hannah G, gotcha.
She's still Hannah G. It's like how Lauren B is still Lauren B.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Or Ashley I is still Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Yeah.
They keep their
it becomes your moniker in some way. Like, yeah. It's just your thing. It's how you're identified.
Yeah.
We're labeling you. So next week. Your own name.
Next week is Hometowns.
That's the week that we go to the hometowns. It's Colton?
Yeah, it's Colton. We'll make that joke next week.
I can't wait.
But like we said, this is not the fun part anymore.
No, this is the very, like, you have to be real. You have to, like, really...
This
really,
is the hard part.
You have to make a good first impression. And they try to make it so dramatic.
They always do
like,
this where...
What's
like,
going to happen?
There's always, like...
He's probably going to have rational conversations with the grown-ups.
There's always, like, a montage...
With the mom and dad.
There's always a montage of everyone's dad, like, threatening to kill the Bachelor.
That's not what they do. He's like... They just say, like, yeah, if he hurt her, I'd be really upset. I'd want to kill him. But that's what dads do.
Yeah. Like, there's always a montage of, like...
And then they show the dad, like, shaking his hand. I mean, like, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I liked him. I did, too.
Yeah.
Hometowns.
You're
never going to get a Dean hometown again.
Not for a while. I don't think we're going to see
that was the first fucking entertaining thing in a hometown.
That was a wild hometown date. So, going into the final four... Do we want to make some predictions?
Absolutely.
Who are we losing next week?
Tayshia?
All right.
Who's your? So my final three: Hannah G, Cassie, Kaylin.
Yeah.
My final two: Kaylin, Hannah G. Hannah G wins.
Hannah G wins. I don't know. I'm kind of holding out that Cassie's gonna win.
I think it's a solid. I think all the Hannah G, Cassie are the most solid picks.
Hannah G or Cassie?
I just think Kaylin's being set up to be a bachelorette.
And she's really getting that good bachelorette edit. I am...
I think the minute she decided to share a very intimate thing about herself...
Yeah.
The producers were like, we need to use this, which is horrible, but...
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of on board with that. I'm pretty confident in the final two being...
A combination of Hannah G and Cassie or Hannah G and Kaylin.
Stop texting. I thought I muted you. I thought I muted my computer. But yeah, no, I think that it could be... Yeah.
I think we're pretty confident Hannah G's making it final.
We're pretty confident that Tayshia's going home soon.
Yeah.
I think Cassie's going to win.
Fair. We'll see.
We'll see.
And you know what we'll still see? That I am still in the fucking lead.
It's true,
for
you are.
Our Bachelor fantasy. I'm so good. I know everything about love.
Yeah. You're the love doctor.
I'm the love... No. I'm the love king.
All right, Ben's
the love doctor. The love doctor, right. But not lately.
Why don't you be like the love chef, cooking up some love?
I am the love chef. That's right. Oh, yeah. Cooking up some love.
You can't see the hand motions Alan's making right now,
I'm
but
flipping
they're
flipping the love.
They're deeply uncomfortable
to
watch.
Yeah, I'm flipping that love.
Deeply uncomfortable.
I'm double flipping. Yeah. Burgers.
And, like, and I swear to God,
and fry baskets. These are fry baskets.
All right. Alan, you want to do play of the game?
Flambe!
Alan, do you want to do play of the game?
Yes.
Play the music. So, Alan, what was your play of the game this episode?
It's tough. Because there wasn't a lot of interesting stuff going on. I'm going to give it to the bonus scene at the end of this
show. The post-cred?
Post-cred. Which we haven't got a lot of good ones lately.
No.
Post-cred scene, Tayshia got a bunch of chocolate on her pants.
Yep.
And
right on the booty.
Right on the booty. And they literally were like in the middle of all the public and she's like wiping her butt.
Well, Colton is wiping her butt.
Colton is wiping her butt and then she's wiping her butt and everyone's laughing at them because it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Chocolate! It's like poop!
I assume everybody in Denver knows Colton.
Yeah, it's just like, that's it. Hey, Colton.
Hey, Colton.
He's the Mr. Rogers of Denver.
Yeah, like everyone knows this
boy. It's a wonderful day in the Denver hood. Could you be my...
Colton?
Won't you be my... Colton.
Colton. Yeah, that's a good one. That's your play of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. What's my play of the game? What is my play of the game, Alan?
God, there's so few.
Oh! I'm giving it to Colton.
Yes!
For just that fucking no-nonsense Hannah G gets Rose.
Like, what did he say to her? It's like, listen, I'm sorry you're here.
I'm sorry you had to be here for this. Take this rose. Go back to the hotel.
Look,
I'll see you tomorrow.
I never wanted you to be here. I wanted to give you this rose earlier. I'm sorry. Don't worry. Because that's the giggling.
Yeah, that was the giggling.
Don't worry. And then she leaves.
But we'd never seen anything like that. I think it was fucking incredible.
That was so weird, but amazing. And horrible.
And horrible.
And horrible, I hated it, I loved it.
Alright, let's end this episode?
I think so.
Okay, we're caught up.
We did it. Like, we did it. Five. We fucking caught up. You're all welcome!
You're welcome! Oh, God, we did it. Alright. Guys, thank you for listening to Bros Before Rose. Listen to us on podcast.
The number one premier bachelor podcast.
Everyone's favorite podcast.
I love it.
The
Deez and Mero of The Bachelor.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
Yep, we're Alex Toy and Alan Moss, the Deezus and Marrow of The Bachelor, of Batch Nation.
Of Batch Nation. Oh, fuck yeah, I love that dude.
Some people are going to have some problems with that, probably. Jesus.
Those horny boys. Your face is so good. I wish this was also a visual medium.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/BrosBeforeRoseCast. Check us out on our Facebook, on our Twitter, Instagram, at OldManBeefy, at BossMoss91 for him. This has been Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most
dramatic
episode
yet. Oh, shit, dude. I never want to do this again. Let's never do 3 episodes again in a day.
This is the worst.
This is fucking
torture. It's the hardest
torture.
Day of my life.
I've been here for so long.
You've been like
5 hours.